Part 1. The Big Bang. 1. In the Beginning. In the beginning was the Big Bang, 14 billion years ago. The primordial vacuum was devoid of matter, but not really empty. Rather, it was in a state of minimum energy, pregnant with potential, teeming with virtual particles. Through a quantum fluctuation, a sort of bubble in this vacuum, there emerged a hot, dense seed, much smaller than a proton, yet containing all the mass and energy of our universe. In far less than a trillionth of a second, this seed cooled and expanded wildly, faster than the speed of light, inflating into the size of a grapefruit. During this inflation, the potential mass and energy could not yet manifest as particles. Space was expanding too fast for any particles to congeal out of the vacuum. But as the expansion slowed down, energy latent in the vacuum precipitated as particles and antiparticles. These annihilated each other, except for one in a billion particles, which survived to become the building blocks of matter. The annihilation gave birth to a flood of energy, generating the radiation of the Big Bang. The ball of the universe continued expanding and has never stopped. In its first few seconds, our universe was an undifferentiated soup of matter and radiation. It took a few minutes for things to cool down enough for protons and neutrons to form into the simple nuclei of heavy hydrogen and helium. But it was still far too hot for entire stable atoms to hold together. Within about 10 minutes, the production of nuclei stopped. For the next several hundred thousand years, the universe was somewhat like the interior of a star, filled with subatomic particles and photons, radiant particles of energy. In this early eon, the photons occupied a range of the electromagnetic spectrum beyond what the human eye can see. The radiation was so turbulent and energetic that electrons could not stick to nuclei to form full-fledged atoms. As soon as an atom began to form, it was immediately ripped apart by radiation. Frenzied photons collided with free electrons, traveling only an infinitesimal distance before the next collision absorbed or scattered them. Since no photon could escape, the mixture of radiation and particles was essentially opaque, like a thick, impenetrable fog. As the universe continued expanding, its temperature and energy gradually fell. After 400,000 years of cooling, when the temperature reached 3,000 degrees Kelvin, 4,940 degrees Fahrenheit, a transition occurred. Having lost a critical amount of energy, the photons could no longer tear away electrons from circling around nuclei. Relieved of the photons' constant harassment, the electrons were now free for the first time to settle into orbit around the nuclei, forming stable atoms of hydrogen and helium, which, millions of years later, would grow into stars. Meanwhile, with unattached electrons no longer available, the photons were also freed, able to travel great distances without colliding with an electron and being scattered or absorbed. The photons broke away from the building blocks of matter and became visible.